So the big question is, how does this harm normal people like you and I and others who eat food every day? What is the harm to the consumer? And one of the important things about Sherman Antitrust, unless there's harm to the consumer, then Sherman Antitrust is extraordinarily difficult to prove in the courts. But in this case, it's pretty apparent what the damages are, in spite of the fact that it would be really easy to mistakenly conclude that the actions of FDA, the Department of Defense, Battelle Memorial Institute, and the Grocery Manufacturers Association really aren't that significant. Nope, they're very significant. Most people would think that, isn't it good that computer software tools that will help prevent food poisoning are being made widely available to the food industry? Yes, that's true. It is good, but only if it's done the right way. What's happened right now is, yes, they, for a short period of time, have received advanced tools at low cost to the industry by misappropriating it. But by the same token, they have prevented the future innovation that's going to be absolutely essential to solve new problems and new challenges. And I can guarantee that there will be new problems and new challenges in the food supply that will absolutely require the innovation of small businesses like FoodQuest TQ to solve. But unfortunately, FoodQuest TQ has been driven out of business. Innovation by small companies is at the heart of practical solutions. For every problem we solve today, there are nothing but equally vexing problems to solve tomorrow. An economic system that rewards entrepreneurs for their creativity in solving new problems is at the heart of a safe food supply. The government, as I mentioned earlier, has an extremely poor record of innovation. In our system, we rely on entrepreneurs to do all of this heavy lifting. And one only need take a look at the best patents that are issued every year. They don't come from the government. They don't come from large corporations. No. The vast majority come from small businesses and creative, innovative entrepreneurs. But the predatory and anti-competitive conduct that we're seeing really compromises our ability to maintain and find these problem solvers of the future. It only serves this government misappropriation of technology to stifle innovation by eliminating the reward system that stimulates the problem solving that we really need. And in the end analysis, consumers rely on this reward system to keep the food supply safe. Okay, now the most interesting thing about this entire story is that the FDA, Battelle Memorial Institute, and the Grocery Manufacturers Association have actually conceded guilt. In other words, they've admitted they're guilty of doing this. And it's going to be interesting, this is one of our primary objectives at the John Galt Program for Investigative Studies, is to pursue these concessions of guilt in order to strengthen the system. In other words, what we want to see is active efforts by Congress, the Food and Drug Administration, and perhaps even the contractors themselves to stop these anti-competitive and predatory conduct that so damages small businesses.